This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There is a point to be made here about deadlines concentrating the mind, about looming economic disaster being enough to convince Republicans in the House of Representatives that this was the time to make a deal with the White House. There has been much back and forth between Congress and the White House today. Marketplace's David Gura is the guy we call in Washington when things are happening there. He's in our bureau. Hey, David.
Back again.
I know. Can't get rid of you. What do we know right now? That meeting between House Republicans and the president is apparently over.
That's right. So they got together at the White House and met for about an hour and a half. A bunch of reporters camped out outside the front door of the White House there, and apparently Speaker Boehner snuck out the back door afterward, took his way back up to the Capitol, and said nothing. So we don't know a whole lot. We do know a bit about what the plan is that he presented to President Obama. He outlined that this morning, and I'll give you a quick rundown here. Republicans would agree to raise the debt limit for 6 weeks, which would quite conveniently take us right up to the Thanksgiving holiday. And Speaker Boehner says Republicans would be willing to do that if, and here's where things get a little bit vague, Kai, if President Obama were to agree to sit down and discuss a way forward, those are Speaker Boehner's words, to reopen the government and to start to deal with America's pressing problems. And I want to say what was not in the remarks that Speaker Boehner made this morning and what's reportedly not been part of this package overall is any sort of plan to end the government shutdown. And Democrats in the Senate had their own meeting with President Obama today. And after that, they did take questions from reporters. And something that Harry Reid said was, it's not negotiable. They're not willing to weigh anything so long as the government remains closed.
Without reading too much into the absence of information here, David, what can we make of the way this afternoon ended and what this proposal for 6 weeks might actually mean in reality?
Well, optimistically, you could say, all right, the Republicans made their case. President Obama's heard them out. Both sides are going to take tonight to think it over, talk it over, see what happens. You know, I talked to Guy Labat about all of this today and just about the prospect of sort of a short-term solution. He's somebody who pays really close attention to the bond market.
Well, I mean, to some degree, it's like slapping a small bandage on a missing limb. You know, it's not that effective for the really big underlying problem, but it does sort of staunch the bleeding for the short term.
So this isn't something that, for instance, he would really want. He's a guy who has a long-term focus on investments. You know, the hope here would be to get some sort of long-term deal. But as Guy Labat told me in that phone call, he said, you know, what this would get us, if there is some sort of deal, is out of this crisis mode we've been in for these last few weeks.
Yeah, and it's worth mentioning that the bond market is the thing to keep an eye on because this is a debt crisis. It's a debt issue. Let me ask you, David, about that thing that was at the root of this to begin with 10 days ago when House Republicans took their stand defunding Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Where are we with that? Nobody's talking about that, right?
You know, you're right. It was the stand that House Republicans took. They tried to defund it. Then they tried to postpone it. Then they tried to change the law. It's amazing how much has changed here in just a week and how little we're talking about the president's health care. I mean, there have been stories about how the exchanges worked when they opened up right after the shutdown took effect. But this doesn't seem to be what everybody's talking about anymore. And even in what the speaker said this morning, you know, many issues here play. Perhaps Obamacare is part of that, but it's certainly not the focus as it was last week.
All right, quickly, David, just to recap, both sides have, I guess, retreated to their various havens, and they're talking amongst themselves, right?
Exactly. So it's more of the same, just sort of waiting to see what each side says.
David Gura on the shutdown and budget talks that apparently are never going to end. David, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.